So if you remember from yesterday, we were discussing this fascinating subject of can it be one halacha learned from two different psukim? And essentially, that can't be the case. We can have a machlokes. We can have two different opinions. One says it's learned from pasuk number one. One says it's learned from a different pasuk. But they obviously, those two opinions cannot coexist. Why? Because we have a very important principle. There are no two psukim in the Torah which are teaching me the same thing. So what was an example that we gave? And we'll see in a moment that the Gemara is actually going to refute this example. So we won't learn it inside the Gemara. Let's just quote it. We said a halacha of im ola lo yered. On occasion, if something was put on the Mizbeach, when it should not have been put on the Mizbeach because it was possible, but once it went up, it's not taken down. Im ola lo yered. And that's learned from one of two psukim. It was a machlekas between Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Gamliel. Either it's learned from a pasuk to do with moikda. Moikda means the eish. Once it goes on the eish, it stays there. Or a different pasuk from Mizbeach. Once it goes on the Mizbeach, it stays there. Now, the Gemara said they all agree that's only referring to something which at one point was ra'u to go on the Mizbeach. So for example, you shechted the carbon and afterwards the dam spilt on the floor. So really it's possible now and you're not supposed to scoop it up and put it on the Mizbeach. But if you did, then you will not have to now scrape off the dam and take it off the Mizbeach. Why? Because there was definitely a moment where this dam was kosher before it spilt on the floor. So because it was ra'u for the Mizbeach at one stage, even though it's no longer ra'u, if by mistake or purpose, whatever, if wrongly you put it on the Mizbeach, im ola lo yered. Everybody agrees to that. So it sounds like that there's absolutely no machloikas whatsoever between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Gamliel. Everybody holds, as long as it was ra'u at some point, if you now put it on the Mizbeach mistakenly, because it's now become posel, im ola lo yered. So that would be an example of two psukim seemingly teaching me the same thing. Yeah, Reb Larry, you wanted to say something?
I'm just curious, is this correlated anyway to Malim Bakodesh ve'en yeridin?
No. Malim Bakodesh ve'en yeridin is a different principle, and that is that if one has a dovasha b'kedusha and one wants to change its usage, you could do so as long as it's in an upward direction, not in a downward direction. So if you have your tefillin boxes, you can't now use them as a vase to put your flowers in. That's a downward direction. Here there's a different halacha. If something goes on the Mizbeach, is the Mizbeach mekadesh it? Does it immediately sanctify it? And the answer is, if once upon a time indeed it was ra'u, then even though you should not have put it on Mizbeach because it's now become posel, but having done so, that's where it remains. So we seem to have, therefore, a classic example of what? Two opinions, one halacha being learned from two different psukim. So says the Gemara on the third bottom line, says the Gemara that no, that is not a good example. Why is that not a good example? V'hohosa mifleg pligi. Because over there, it's not the exact same opinion. They are actually arguing with another, one with another. There are differences. That's not exactly what we're talking about. Remember, we're talking about where you have the identical opinion, same halacha, absolutely, learned from two different psukim. Over here, says the Gemara, it's not the exact same halacha. Why not? Surely they both seem to hold that if it was once upon a time ra'u, and you put it on the Mizbeach wrongly, then it stays there. So what's the difference in the two opinions? Says the Gemara, no, there is a difference. Over there, they really are differentiating. They are arguing with it otherwise. Diktoni Sefer, because it says in the Sefer of that very Mishnah, Ein Bein Divrei Rabban Gamliel Divrei Rabbi Yeshua. The only difference between Rabban Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua is Elo Dam V'Nasachim. Now, we mentioned this yesterday. What's unique about dam, blood, nesachim, which means the wine of the nesachim? That goes on the mizbeach, but where does it not go? It does not go on the fire. You don't put the wine on the fire, you don't put the dam on the fire. The dam, as we well know, goes on the corners of the mizbeach. The wine has a special hole on the mizbeach. We once learned this in Gemara and Sukkah. So if that's the case, would the halacha of im ola lo yered, would that apply to dam and yain? And the answer is, it depends which pasuk you are learning it from. Remember we said, one learns it from a pasuk of mizbeach, one learns it from a pasuk of moikta, which means eish. So if you learn it from the mizbeach pasuk, well then we're not differentiating anywhere on the mizbeach, whether it's on the fire or in the corners. There is a general rule, im ola lo yered. But if you learn it from the pasuk of moikta, which means eish, then it would only apply to that which you actually put on the eish. But dam on nesachim, which you do not put on the eish, albeit you put on the mizbeach, but it's not on the eish, would not be subject to this rule. Says the Gemara, Rabban Gamliel, lo yerdu. Rabban Gamliel says, dam and nesachim, if you put it on the mizbeach, but psul, it does not come down. Why? Because he was the one who learned from the pasuk of mizbeach. It's a general halacha. Rabbi Yeshua, yerdu. But Rabbi Yeshua says, no, you'd have to take it off. Why? Look at Rashi on the bottom line. Uparchina, they really are arguing with each other. Veloi tam echotu. It's not exact same reasoning. Adam vanasochim shenifslu, if they became apostles, so according to the first opinion, lo yerdu tohon niru lemizbeach, because they were once upon a time ra'u to the mizbeach. But according to Rabbi Yeshua, yerdu de'enon le'ishim, because they don't go on the fire. So therefore, says the Gemara in the conclusion, this is not the example that we were looking for. We were looking for when the identical opinion, absolutely identical opinion, is learned from two different psukim. But over here, as it turns out, it's not the identical opinion. Because if you learn from the pasuk of Mizbeach, well, then it's much more expansive. It applies even to Dam and Nesachim. And if, however, you learn from the pasuk of Ishim, then it only applies to that which goes on the fire and not Dam and Nesachim. So there clearly is a difference of opinion between Rabbi Shua and Gamliel. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, I'm sorry to tell you, that's not what we're looking for. We're looking for an example of when two Amoraim or two Tanoim learned the absolute identical halacha, zero difference between them, from two different psukim. That is what we're looking for. Okay, so our search continues. Says the Gemara, Ella Amar HaPapa, one of our favorite words, Ella, retract, rethink. Let's now have another attempt. Let's go on a search. Do we find anywhere that two Tanoim learn the same halacha from two different psukim? And as mentioned, we're looking for an example where there are no differences whatsoever lahalacha between the two. If there are differences, like we just said between Beshur and Gamliel, that's not what we're looking for. So the Gemara says another example now, guess where? Also from Kodshim, very similar halacha to that which we just said. Says the Gemara on the bottom line, Kedetanya, Rabbi Yosi Aglili says, Mitoich Shenema, since it says, Kol Hanoigeya b'mizbeach yikdosh. Now, this once again is the halacha we were just discussing of Kivin She'ol lo yered, but they're bringing a different psukim. Kol hanoigeya b'mizbeach yikdosh. How do we translate that pasuk? Anything that touches the mizbeach becomes kadosh, even if you shouldn't have put it there. Says Rashi, top Rashi, kol hanoigeya, meaning afilu psulin, yikdosh v'lo yered. So here we're not learning it from a mizbeach pasuk. We're not learning it from a moikta pasuk. This is a completely different pasuk. Rabbi Yosi Aglili is darshaning. It says kol hanoigeya b'mizbeach yikdosh sheimea ani. Says the Gemara, bein ra'u bein she'ein ra'u. Does that mean that it makes no difference whatsoever whether in the past, at some point in its history, it was ro'u or not ro'u? Does it make any difference? Yes. Talmud lomar kvosim. We learn from the word kvosim, ma kvosim ru'uyin afkol ro'u. So again, just like we learned in Amud Aleph, just a different makay, that we learn from the pasuk, that if something was once upon a time ro'u, like a keves, which is a sheep, then even if it becomes posel afterwards, but once it goes on the Mizbeach, it does not come down. That's halachim ola lo yered, and that is the opinion of Rabbi Yosi Haglili. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Akiva, amen. Now let's look at what Rabbi Akiva holds. Does he hold of the same halacha? Is it from the same source? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Akiva, amen. Oila. I don't learn it from the word kvosim. I learn it from the word oila. What does the word oila teach me? Ma oila ru'uya afkol ra'u. So do we agree, Rabbi Isai, that these two opinions seem to be the identical opinion? They're just learning it from different psukim. Everybody holds that once it hits the mizbeach, you don't take it off. Everybody holds that's only on condition that it was once upon a time ra'u. Just the difference is, do you learn it from the word kvosim, or you learn it from the word oila? Says the Gemara, mai kama ma'atu, psuli. But they're both coming to exclude posel, meaning if it was never ever ro'u. The difference being is, mar maisi lo mi kvosim, umar maisi lo mi oila. Period. So here, don't we have now a classic example of two Tanoim, meaning Rabbi Yosi Haglili and Rabbi Akiva, who are learning the identical halacha? There doesn't seem to be any difference between them whatsoever. And they both hold that what? Kiven sha'ala lo yered. They both agree that that's providing on condition that it was once upon a time ra'u. The only difference is that learned from the word kvasim, or is it learned from oila? Look at Rashi on the top line. Shemeya ani, it sounds like bein shenira, bein shaloi nira. Whether it was appropriate ever to go on the mizbeach or whether it wasn't, kagoin. Sa'oir v'dvash, v'ayil, v'tzvi, v'chulin. Some of these things can never go on the Mizbeach. Are you allowed to put yeast on the Mizbeach? The answer is no. Or dvash, or a tzvi, or an ayil, or chulin. None of these things can go on the Mizbeach. Are we going to say that if you did b'dievet, it doesn't come down? No. Talmud Loma says, Rashi kvasim, de somich le, which is written in very close proximity, v'zeh asher tasa al Mizbeach, Kvosim b'neishon. It's got to be comparable to kvosim. Or the next Rashi, oila. Bahu kro, namiksev. In that pasuk, it's also written oila. So either I compare it to a sheep or I compare it to a korban oila. But what's the common denominator? It's got to be comparable to something which was essentially kosher for the Mizbeach, and unfortunately it became posel. Whereas se'or v'dvash, is this something which essentially cannot go on the Mizbeach? So at this point, Rabbi Yisai, is there any difference whatsoever between the two opinions? Sounds like absolutely not. It's just a question of where you learn it from. Everybody agrees to the im ola lo yered rule. Everybody agrees that it has to be ra'u at some point in its original history, as opposed to se'or v'dvash. It's just a question, do you learn it from kvosim? Do you learn it from oila? So we seem to have hit the jackpot, Rabbi Yisai. We seem to have found exactly what we're looking for. One halacha, two sources, same exact principle, no difference between them. Isn't that what we're looking for? Says the Gemara, I'm afraid to tell you that there is a difference between the two of them after all. Really? What's the difference? Whoopsie. What's the difference? Says the Gemara, the Ha'omar of Ada Ba'ava, Oilas Ha'oif Psula Ikabinayu. An Oilas Ha'oif, what's an Oilas Ha'oif? As we know, a korban oila can be either an animal or it could be a bird. So, what would be in the following case? Somebody wanted to be makriv an oilas ha'oif. Unfortunately, it then became possible. So you're not supposed to put it on the mizbeach, but you did. Does it stay there or must it come down? So surely we would say, everybody would agree that once you put it there, it doesn't need to come down. It says the Gemara, no. Because it depends where you learned it from. Man de maisi lo mikvasim. According to the opinion who learned it from the word sheep, so then it only refers to sheep. Kvasim in. Sheep, yes. Aval oila sa'oif loy. Uman de maisi lo mi oila. Afilu oila sa'oif nami. So once again, the Gemara says, I'm sorry to tell you, this is not what we're looking for. Why is it not what we're looking for? Because there is, in fact, a very clear difference between the two of them. What is the difference? It's not just a question, do you learn it from this pasuk? Do you learn it from another pasuk? It makes a very big difference. If I learn it from the pasuk of kvasim, then it only applies to animals. This halacha of im ola lo yered only applies to animals, but not to birds. An oilas ha'oif is a bird, so it would not apply. If, however, you learn it from the pasuk of oila, then as long as it's a korban oila. So I'm afraid to say, says the Gemara, once again, we have not found what we're looking for. Because this is not a case of where they are dashed in the identical halacha. It's not identical. And the proof is here, we found a case where actually there's a difference between the two opinions. In Oila Sa'if, according to one opinion, you would not take it off the Mizbeach. According to the other opinion, you jolly well would take it off the Mizbeach. So we are still on the search for this elusive example of two drashas apparently teaching me the absolute identical halacha with zero difference between them. We still have to now search. Says the Gemara, fine. Let's now bring a third example. Ela, another Ela. Again from Kochim. Says the Gemara, Ela, Maravashi, Kedatanya. We have a Brisa. Dam Yechoshev Le'ish Hahu Dam Shofich. We have a pasuk, rather lengthy pasuk. Dam Yechoshev Le'ish Hahu Dam Shofich. What is that pasuk teaching us? Le rabois es hazoirik, to include the sprinkler, divrei Rabbi Yishmol. We'll see what this means in a moment. Rabbi Kiva Oimer, no, it's from a different pasuk. Oy zevach le rabois es hazoirik. What does that mean? Have a look at Rashi. Rashi is on the first narrow line. Says Rashi, the rabbi says hazirik, dam kodshim bachutz. We have a parasha Rabbeisai, which is known very famously as shchutei chutz. What does that mean, shchutei chutz? As the name suggests, slaughtering outside. Slaughtering what? Outside what? It's talking about kodshim, obviously, korbanos, where the only place you're allowed to slaughter them in the Beis HaMikdash. So if you take a korban and you slaughter it outside of the Beis HaMikdash, that is an issa min ha-Torah. Now, the Torah essentially only talks about the slaughtering, meaning the shechita of the korban. What about the sprinkling of the blood? I.e., I shechted it indeed in the Beis Hamikdash as I was supposed to. And then I was zayrik the dam, not inside the Beis Hamikdash. Does the halacha of shchutei chutz apply to zrika as well? That is our discussion. So look at Rashi. Le rabbi says zayrik to include somebody who is zayrik dam kochim bachutz. Shehu bekoris. If somebody sprinkles the dam of kodshim outside the Beis Hamikdash, then he gets koris. Umisrabi, and this is learned from the pasuk we just quoted, midam shofich. The extra words of dam shofich. What's the context? As Rashi says, uba parashas shchutei chutz ksiv. This is in the parasha of shchutei chutz. The other pasuk is oy zevach, says Rashi Gabe, male b'chutz ksiv. Just like there's an issa to shecht kodshim outside of the Beis Hamikdash, so too there's an issa to be male, meaning to sacrifice it. It's got to go on the mizbeach in the Beis Hamikdash, not outside of the Beis Hamikdash. That everybody agrees, two separate psukim. But we now have a drasha that tells us, in addition to kodshei chutz and being male b'chutz, there's also an issa to be zayrek bachutz. Where's that learned from? One opinion says it's learned from shchita chutz, shechet bachutz, and one says it's learned from being male bachutz. Either way, there's an extra pasuk. So everybody agrees, Rabbi Yisai, we seem to have hit the jackpot over here. Everybody agrees that if you take the blood of kodshim and you sprinkle it outside the mizbeach, you are chai of koris. The only question is, which posuk is it learned from? Is it learned from the posuk of shchutei chutz or being male b'chutz? So isn't that what we're looking for? Look back into the Gemara. Elo moravashi kedatanya dam yechoshev le'ish ahu dam shofich. Le rabbi says azoyrek divrei Rabbi Yishmael. That posuk which is written in the context of shchutei chutz as an extra word, and it teaches you, therefore, so too a Zayrik. Rabbi Kiva says, yes, you're right, but it's learned from a different pasuk. Rabbi Kiva Omer, oy zevach le rabbi says a Zayrik. So says the Gemara, v'tarvayu mai komarbu. So both of them are being marba the same thing. What are they both being marba? Zrika. They are both telling you that if you do zrika of the dam b'chutz yachayev koris, no difference whatsoever. Except mar maisi lo. One opinion learns it midam yechoshev, and one opinion learns umar maisi lo mioizovach. So once again, there seems to be zero difference between the two opinions. It's just a question of where you learn it from. So this seems to be exactly what we've been looking for. Two opinions, learning the identical halacha with absolutely no difference between them, and yet they learn it from different psukim. Isn't that what we're looking for? Says the Gemara, guess what? There is a difference after all for the third time. Every attempt we've made so far has always ended up with the same answer, and that is that actually they are not the same. There is, in fact, a difference between them. What's the difference? Says the Gemara, V'ha'omer Rebavo, Shochat V'zorak Ikebeinayhu. L'divrei Rabbi Yishmael Einei Chayev Elo Achas, L'divrei Rabbi Kiva Chayev Shtayim. What would be the halacha? You're 100% right. That if you are Zayrik, the dam, Bachutz, as we said before, Yechayev Koris. Question is where you learn it from. Do you learn it from the Pasha of Shchita, or do you learn it from the Pasha of being Male? One is the slaughtering, one is the sacrificing. Now, what would be if somebody did a double whammy Aveira? Not only did he do Shchita Bachutz, But he also then did Zrika B'chutz, so he did a double Avira. He shechted the korban outside the Beis HaMikdash, and then made matters worse, he was Zerik the Dam outside of the Beis HaMikdash. How many punishments does he deserve? Let's say he did it B'shoigeg, so B'chayv a korban Chatos. How many korbanos Chatos does he have to bring? One or two? Says the Gemara, well, actually, that is a difference in the two opinions. You know why? Because if you are over two Averas, but it's all learned from the same Pasuk, then we're going to consider it one Avera. So therefore, if I learn Zrika from Shechita Bachutz, well then Shechita and Zrika is all one happy family. So if I did both of them, I'm just chayav one carbon. But if I learn the Issa Zrika from the other Pasuk, from Ha'aloh, then if I did Zrika and Shechita, that's not from the same pasuk. That's two different psukim. You have two chatois. So I see that after all, once again, there are not the identical opinion. Look at Rashi. Shochat v'zorak behelam echot. He forgot once, and he did both. La Rabbi Yishmael einoi chayev elo chatos achas. According to Rabbi Yishmael, you'd only be chayv one chatos. Why? The ma'isi lei lezoyrek, because he learns the whole issa of zoyrek mikareis tiksev b'sheichet. He learns zrika from shechita. So the kiven dechad kareis dechad lava tarvayu, because I have one posse that refers to both of them. Ein chiluk chatois beinehem. Then we no difference in the chatos. You only have to bring one chatos. We don't differentiate. We don't say you a chay of two, ki avdinon behel amachas. As long as you did it all in one forgetful state, one after another, you're only chay of one because it's all learned from one pasuk, according to Rabbi Shmuel. Because after all, where did he learn the Issa Zrika from? From Shechita. So Shechita and Zrika is basically the same Issa. As Rashi, the next Rashi, but Ula Rabbi Kiva. The Yalef Zerik, where does he learn Zerik from? Not from Shechita. Mikoreis, he learns it from Koreis Tiksiv Gabe Ma'ale. He learns Zrika from the Ma'ale Pasuk. So if you did Zrika and Shechita, it's not the same Issa. If that's the case, Havelohu Shoichet V'Zerik. Now Shechita and Zrika, Shnei Krisois V'Chayev Shtayim. So if you shechted the kodshim b'chutz, and then you were zorek the animal, the dam b'chutz, you'd be chayav two chatois, because two separate averis. So if that's the case, once again, we have said the same refutation. You try to bring a proof, a source of two tanoim learning the identical halacha from two different sukkim. I'm sorry to tell you, it's not identical. Because where you learn it from makes a very big difference with regard to if you are over a double Avera. If you did both Shechita and Zrika, is that considered two Averas or one Avera? That would be a difference in the two opinions. So you can't tell me that it's the identical opinion. It's not identical at all. There is a difference. Says the Gemara, well, it's not so poshut. Ha'itmar Allah, didn't we learn that actually the Gemara said it's not true? Omar Abaya Afla Divrei Rabbi Kiva, even according to Rabbi Kiva, who learned the Issa of Zrika from where? Not from Shechita. He learned it from Halah, but even according to him, Einoi Chayev Elo Achas. He also agrees you'd only be Chayev one, because we have a Pasuk, the Omar Kra, Shom Tale Oiloi Secho V'Shom Tase, Avinu Rachmona Lekulu Asiyas. The Torah has mixed up all the Asiyas together. The Torah is clearly telling you that we treat them all as one. And therefore, even though it's true, we learn from different psukim, but at the end of the day, we treat them as one. So if somebody did both Shechita and also Zrika Bachutz, everybody would agree that how many Chatois do you have to bring? Only one. Ah, very good. And this is the end of the sugya. So we have indeed found exactly what we were looking for. We have found a case of the identical halacha, absolutely identical halacha, being learned from a different posuk, two different psukim, and it turns out that it is indeed no difference whatsoever between the two opinions. What is this halacha that they both agreed to? Everybody agrees that if you are zorek dam of kodshim bachutz, and that's an issur d'oraisa. One happens to learn it from the shechita pasuk, one happens to learn it from the halal pasuk. There is zero nafka minah, no difference whatsoever la halacha, and therefore that is exactly what we are looking for. Okay, so we're going to hold it over here. Ms. Hashem will continue the Gemara tomorrow.
Be'ezus Hashem Yisbarach.
Okay, be aware.